Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
The baseball season is way too long.
The game is way too slow.
It's so boring to watch.
Shut up! Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Swing and a long drive, deep to right.
Covering all things baseball.
Going, going.
The big leagues.
Going, going.
And the MLB to Portland.
Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080.
Bang, zoom, go the fireworks.
The Fan.
Welcome in to the Hot Corner for It Must Be a Wednesday, as it's always a Wednesday, but we do this about three times a year. This is one of them special Wednesdays, as we are joined live in studio on the poop-filled Willametta, Mr. John Sukanik in the house.
Live from the kids' table.
Yeah.
Look at me right now.
I saw Mike go get a chair. I thought you were leaning down just to be like, coming to my level.
Yeah, I thought you were looking all cute.
I thought you were coming to my level.
Right now. So I know this isn't good radio to describe what's going on in here, but for some reason, I am at the, like, Joe's kid was sitting in this chair, and now I'm in it, and I can barely see over the table, and I'm at the kids' table. What's going on?
I guess the chair was missing, and I went into the next room and found a chair that was just loitering by itself, and I went, maybe that was it. Apparently, it wasn't.
There's three chairs in the 910 studio, and they all suck.
Mm.
I've done baseball, Oregon Duck baseball games in there.
Did you steal the chair from in here for baseball?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, did I steal a chair?
Well, because there was a chair there, and now it's gone.
You know what? I think when all else fails, whenever something goes wrong around a place, always blame the new kid. It's AJ McCord's fault.
Way to go, AJ.
It's AJ's fault. Clearly. Gosh. Clearly it's AJ's fault. She did something with the chair, and now it's her fault.
Does she have a desk here in the...
She does.
I'm going to go steal her chair.
Does she have a computer?
I think she just took Cam's old desk. So yes, she does have a computer.
Dang it. All right, that's fine. Because I've been trying to get a computer for about 6 months at this place.
I don't really work here, so I don't give anything.
Yeah, they give you a computer before they gave me one.
Look, if my hot takes are off tonight, I just want you to all know it's because I'm sitting in the little kid's chair.
All right, well, I was here at 4:30 this morning and at 1:30 and back here.
Plus, I'm right like it. I might just take a nap. Because I'm right at head level, right? I could just lay my head on the table and just take a nap.
Call it a day.
And it's late. If it's after 7 and the lights go out, so do I.
Lucky for you, we had daylight savings time. So at least for most of the show, you'll have some light.
If you have any questions, get them to me before 8. After 8, I can't promise anything.
Well, to be fair, the wheels fall off this show at about 8 o'clock anyway.
Yeah. Why I come and be a part of it. Yes, we are here. Thank you for having me again.
And thank you, of course, for coming. And I know that you come bearing gifts.
Well, as we know, and I'd like to think, is this year...
Six.
This is 6.
For you, but
for us, it's 6.
Is this 5?
I think it's 5 for you.
Because I think it
4
took,
or 5.
Yeah, at least 4.
At least 4.
Maybe 5.
Maybe 5.
And we've developed kind of a tradition. And I'd like to believe that we've been doing this long enough that the listeners, the true listeners, the P1s of this fine program, have figured out that this is kind of the opening day show.
Yep.
I come in to, we talk the season, which is upon next week, a week from tonight.
Yep.
Or tomorrow. How exciting.
Week from tomorrow.
So for me, and I've brought it to you guys and to hopefully the listeners, It's not baseball season until you open your first pack of 2021 Topps baseball cards.
It's the absolute truth. And this is Mike and I mean, we get you three times a year.
Right.
We do the opening day show.
We've got
the all-star break.
Which is Cracker Jacks.
And we've got the end of season.
Which is
John crying about the Mariners.
Probably, yes. And usually that's the beverage show. You bring in kind of a beverage to toast.
Yes.
The end of the season. Adult beverages for you. I'm at the kids' table, so I have the Diet Dr. Pepper. But a good time is had by all. So, yes, tonight... During the traditional first commercial, like they've figured out when like the distributors will show up like on a Thursday at 3, and there will be a line of like random dudes like hanging out in the Target just like waiting for
guys like us. It's
right?
Like you're clearly not like my special lady friend.
To be there.
She goes to Target about 8 times a week.
And then
I'm the guy, I'll go with her a lot of the time because I don't mind.
Target's great.
But if I'm the guy by myself outside,
right?
The employees, they know, oh, that guy wants cards.
There's getting cards. And apparently it's become a huge problem.
Wow.
And so they don't have them anymore. And
I think
so
I never got
I had rid of my cards. I went to Walmart, I went to 7-Eleven, I just need 4 packs of cards for this silly show. I ended up having to go to a baseball card store, an actual card shop, and they had one box out. And they're not 35 cents anymore a pack. They're...
Can you share the name of the place, or would you rather keep it?
No. It's
because I honestly didn't know there were a lot of card shops still
I think
open.
It's called Columbia Sports Cards. It's in Vancouver.
Okay.
Really nice little shop.
Does it do just sports cards?
No, or they have a whole bunch.
So they're doing the Magic and Pokemon and all that stuff.
They had a little bit of some memorabilia. They had some, you know, different sports stuff. So it's a cool little shop. You should check it out.
I know that.
But I asked the guy, and he said, it's crazy right now. And I guess basketball is even worse. In fact, I told Mike this. The cheapest pack of basketball cards he had in his shop was $30 for a pack of cards.
Wow. What do you got to say, Joe?
Oh, I was going to say that my plug used to be this place in Tualatin called Heaven Sent Sports Cards.
Heaven Sent Sports Cards in
Tualatin. Yeah, and they had to close down in like 2016 or something like that.
Well, it's closed now, he said. Yeah,
yeah, but that used to be the Pokemon plug, Magic
anyway,
Cards.
It's a whole scene, but for you guys and Joe, in this show, I persevered, and I have acquired 4 very valuable, rare now, packs of the new 2021 Topps.
So what you're saying
is God's gift, John.
So what you're saying
is
I shouldn't just throw these in my backpack after the show. I should probably see what the value is on some of these cards.
There might be some big ticket items.
Hey, I've kept all mine. In fact, I have Terry Francona, Andrew Miller, and Frankie Lindor in hard cases that I have received on this show.
Very nice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I think I even got
somewhere at my desk.
I think I even got an Omar Vizquel like throwback one. One time, because that's that and Frankie are back to back.
Well, apparently it's the 70th year of Topps baseball cards this year, so there might be some special 70th year cards in here.
Cool.
You know, so we'll see how it goes. But it's
70th
not,
year, like, can I get Reggie Jackson?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
But for me, it's not fully time for baseball season yet until you open up that pack of cards, see who you got.
Doesn't it feel like it kind of came up really quickly?
What?
It starts Thursday next week. Like all of a sudden the baseball season's just here.
Yes.
No, man. When we start filling out brackets and the fantasy drafts start rolling, then I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, but because of COVID last year and we got reset into the season starting in July, I'm like, oh, we have 162 games?
Right.
Like I get to go back to nightly watching the Yankees. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it starts on Thursday.
I'm going to watch every game possible. We're going to read a couple texts, 503-250-1080, before we get going with this. Let's see. My good friend is a manager at a Fred Meyer's, and he calls me whenever the shipment is there for NBA cards. It's a great system.
Oh, see?
That's wild. And then another texter said,
good for that guy, but he's part of the problem. He's preventing me from getting
cards. Right. It's like PS5s all over again.
Right.
This other texter says, people are weighing card packs with a scale to see which ones were a slightly different weight because those have the specialty cards inside.
Yeah, I've heard
that
too.
This is nuts.
I've heard that.
This text also says, great shout out to Columbia Sports Cards. Great place and ownership. That's from P1 Buckler.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Yes, it was a great, there's just something cool about going in. Guys my age, I grew up in card shops, and so There's a special.
I remember him too. You know,
special place in my heart.
I'm a good 10 years younger than you. Probably. I'm 35.
I'm 47.
Okay, so I'm just slightly above 10 years. Yeah. I mean, I remember card shops too.
It's thrown off a little because I'm at the kids' table here.
I don't know. You're just on my level now,
right? But yes, I love.
This is what it's like to be short.
I grew up. I loved going into the 7-Eleven, and there's a box on the counter, the 30 cents a pack. That's great. But I had a special place. For your local card shop. So there are not many out there anymore. So if you get a chance, go by and support them and go quickly because the prices are going bonkers right now. It's hard to get stuff.
That's awesome. Oakley Doakley, we got the show of the year lined up for you guys tonight. Big John Sukanik is in the house. We'll dive through we'll get to a little bit of news and notes. We got cards coming up here as well. This is where we'll do our American League West preview as well and give some extra love to the Mariners and see what's going forth. In my opinion, which I think could be a really exciting season as a diehard fan. So we got a lot of that to get to. You can find us all on social media. Mike's on Twitter at MikeLynch27. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PDD085. Big John is on Twitter as well at JSukanik. Right? No number?
Nope.
Just JSukanik.
Same with Instagram.
Because you're the only one. Instagram as well. And then our fantastic producer, Mr. Joe Fisher, on Twitter as well at JoeFish3. That's FISCH. Harass us. We like it. 503-250-1080, as I mentioned, is the fan text line. You can interact with us throughout this entire show. This is going to go fast, so buckle up and get ready. When we come back, it's the annual tradition. We'll open up cards. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
718, this is Portland Sports Leader. You guys are killing the text line right now, so keep that coming.
Well, keep it alive, but.
Jeez, I'm the guy with dad jokes, Mike.
We kill all the golfers.
I got this one's great. Open up some cards with you. Got Ohtani, Bieber, Betts, Evan White rookie card, and an Alec Bohm 35 anniversary card.
Whoa.
The Bohm card I just Googled is going for 15 plus right now. Market
Look
is crazy.
Look at that guy going big time on us.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, my cards suck now, currently that.
Right? I got a glorified check. My best. I've got a glorified checklist here.
That's not your best card.
That's not true. You have a gem in there.
I thought it was a Pete Alonso. It's a checklist. That's disappointing. What kid wants to open up the checklist?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's completionists out there, John. That card is worth money. I mean, it's only worth $2, but... Right. It's worth money. I'll go first. You know what's really funny? And this is what happens when you have a COVID year. I get a couple guys that I've never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
And you're kind of like, okay.
Yep.
I got Tim Anderson.
Very nice.
Shortstop for the White Sox.
Solid.
I've got Jose Quintana in a Cubs jersey with the Cubs logo on the bottom.
Okay.
So that makes me kind of feel excited because he's on the Angels now. Another guy I don't know. And these are the two that Michael's going to laugh really hard at. I have Francisco Mejia. For the San Diego Padres, former highly touted prospect of the Indians, was traded to the Padres for Brad Hand.
Yes.
And I have Yankees third baseman Gio Urshela.
Oh! He hates Gio because Gio's good now.
Sure.
We'll save that one till the end. I've got a Stars in Service card for Sean Doolittle, the Bob Feller Act of Valor. Go nice. Cleveland.
Nice.
Wilmer Flores. Blake Snell in a Rays jersey with the Rays at the bottom.
Okay.
Marcus Simeon. My coup de grace is Corey Seager standing in front of a car with the World Series MVP trophy in front of him.
Corey.
You thrilled our fans
throughout the...
He's playing the clip.
But don't worry. That's not the only Seager I've got, because I've got a Kyle Seager card right here, baby.
Hell yeah.
I've got Seager brothers, and they look good.
His final season as a Mariner, and you can document it with that trading card.
Corey is clean. He's got his World Champions LA Dodgers shirt on with the MVP trophy in front of a giant card and a backwards World Series champion hat. Got a little dirt on the knee. Kyle Seager has the gator around his neck. He's mid-throw, and he is covered in dirt like he worked hard on this day.
He's a gamer.
He's right a gamer.
Yeah, well, Kyle Seager always works hard. Doesn't mean he plays well, but he works hard.
He's a gamer.
And I am down for anyone that works hard.
Yeah, solid.
All right. You want me to go next?
Yes, Michael, how'd you do?
I think based, I haven't heard Joe's cards, but I think based on what I've heard, my pack is the least exciting of them all. I do have a card that I'm sure Joe would like. I have a Ryan Mountcastle, an Orioles young player.
Hello.
I don't think it's technically a rookie card.
Like a future stars card?
Oh, no, it is a rookie card. Oh. It's a Ryan Mountcastle rookie card, so maybe I'm going to keep that for myself.
I go for 30-plus on the market right now.
Pants are a little tight in there, Joe.
I have a cheating Carlos Correa Astros card, which is pretty solid. I have an Indians Brad Hand card, which Patrick would like to murder.
I could be interested in that.
I have Daniel Murphy on the Rockies.
Oh, nice.
I've got an Aviasel Garcia. I have a Josh Donaldson on the Twins. That's a pretty decent card. I have a home run challenge Jorge Soler because he was in the Derby, right?
Okay.
And I have a chance to win a trip to the 2022 Home Run Derby from that card.
The price of that is priceless.
Well, and you should get on that. And if they can invite two people, you know who to take. Your mom and your girlfriend.
I have a league leaders Juan Soto card.
Hey, that's the key. That's the gem of your pack.
I think it is because it's league leaders. It's
Juan Soto's on the cover of these packs.
I have
Topps chose Juan Soto this year.
He's the cover.
I love it.
I have Alex Verdugo, who was the centerpiece of the Mookie Betts trade.
Right.
And my coup de grace is I have Gleyber Torres.
Ah, yes.
Doing a kind of funky inside out swing in the thing. So it looks pretty funky.
I like it.
You know what I like to call that right there? That's awkward leg extension.
Yeah. He probably hit an Oppo home run on that too.
Maybe.
Because it's Yankee Stadium.
If you're him and that's the card you pull out, aren't you got to be a little unhappy with that.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
It shows his athleticism.
He's got a little Adrian Beltre to him down there. You're getting down on the knee.
The card. So. I was, my pack was mixed results. The best player I got was Clayton Kershaw.
Excellent.
World Series champion.
Potentially last season in the league. That might be worth money last season.
My favorite card was Max Muncy because he is my first baseman on the video game Seattle Mariners.
Right, right.
World Series champion.
World Series champion, Max.
So we got two. In real life and.
We got two World Series champs between us.
The two most disappointing cards I got were I thought it was a Pete Alonso and an Acuna Jr., and they both ended up just being checklists. So that's kind of lame.
Well, they have their names on them.
They do not.
Oh.
It's just a picture of the two of them?
No, they're separate cards. Alonso is high-fiving another Met, and it says, get up. And Acuna Jr. is looking like he's going to punch Vladdy Guerrero Jr., and it says, a playful group of juniors.
I'm pretty sure those guys like each other, but it's a picture where they look like they're going to hit each other.
A playful group of juniors?
He's back with his fist cocked. Yeah. Look at this. And Vladdy is just standing there like, hey, man, I'm just here to play
Yankee
baseball.
The only Yankee I got was Zach Britton.
All right.
I got no Indians.
Start on the IL.
I got no Indians and no Mariners.
Don't worry, there are no Indians on the team anyway.
But I did get a special card. One that says congratulations on the back.
See, that's huge.
I got a relic card featuring Brandon Lau.
Yep.
Of the Tampa Bay Rays. And in the card, I got a piece of player-worn jersey. So I got a little swatch of his jersey.
I think that's really rad. Brandon Lau had big hits in the World Series.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun.
Yep.
That's kind of fun. I don't know if it's worth anything, but it's kind of fun.
The Corey Seager card for the Patrick, is going for just under $18 on eBay.
Ooh.
Right?
Guess who gets a hard case at home tonight?
Solid.
Corey Seager MVP.
I love Corey Seager. I always have.
Joe, what do we got in there? How'd we come out?
Okay, so.
I know you're not going to be able to hear him.
But you got to tell me if there's highlights.
You can relay everything to him. So we start things off with the league leader's Marcel Ozuna card. Okay. RBIs. Mike, for your Mountcastle. Ryan Mountcastle, I will give you a Cincinnati Reds Sonny Gray card. I know you would very much like that.
No, I do not want that.
Sonny Gray. I like Sonny Gray.
Ryan Mountcastle, you better be trading me something good.
That's an even trade there. You're a big Sonny Gray fan.
Why is there all the hate on Sonny Gray?
Because he sucks, and I hate him.
No, you suck. You just suck for the Yankees.
All right. Buck Farmer.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's my Brandon Belak.
Yeah, that's a solid baseball name.
Yeah, I have Brady Singer. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Aristides Aquino.
Checklist.
Aristides Aquino.
Oh, that's the guy on the Reds, yeah.
Yes.
Big power hitter.
Yes. And Jose Urquidy, pitcher for the Astros.
Drafted him in fantasy this year.
Urquidy, yep.
Yeah, those are my two future stars. Archie Bradley.
Archie Bradley.
Ronald Guzman.
Don't know who that is. Oh, Rangers slugger.
Yep. Yes, sir. And then the pack starts to get good.
All right, here we go. Here's the good spots.
Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso.
A real Pete Alonso. Yep.
The polar bear. You know I love the polar bear.
It's not a checklist, though. Not a checklist. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know who else you can get. And I knew by looking at the back of my Pete Alonso card. So take that.
Not a checklist one, unfortunately.
Get up.
No.
Get up.
Yadi Molina.
Yadi Molina. Classic. Potentially last season. We got another guy with a last season. That could be worth money.
Rhys Hoskins.
Rhys. I really hope Rhys Hoskins has a good year because I've been on him for a couple years.
And he has not had many good years.
I got a really fancy, like, bedazzled shiny card, but it's for Colin Moran of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, that's a pretty cool looking card, though.
That's what I thought. And I was like, maybe that was Colin Moran.
Maybe he'll be a good young player for him.
They still play baseball in Pittsburgh?
Well, they try.
They got uniforms and everything?
They try really hard.
I got a hands up, masks up, Dodgers card.
Is that a COVID related card?
Hands up, masks up.
Yeah, it's got Mookie Betts wearing a gator, which is kind of ironic.
Mookie Betts with a gator on it. What's the back say?
It's a checklist. Hey,
Joe's got a checklist. Mookie Betts with a gator. Hands up, masks up.
Okay.
That actually might get wild because it's the only COVID year.
It's the COVID year.
That's right. And then the creme de la creme. We got the last two, Manny Machado.
Manny Machado. Oh. He gets his boy.
And then non-checklist Juan Soto.
Non-checklist Juan Soto.
So each of us got a sideways card, Joe?
What was that?
Is that sideways?
Yes. Yeah,
that's my Juan Soto as well.
It's nice.
You have that same Juan Soto?
It's the league leader's
one. Oh, your guys' are different.
Yeah, mine is just the straight-up card, stats and everything.
Nice. Mine says league leaders, and it's batting average leaders because he was the batting average leader last year. 351 he hit.
You know, shout out to Topps for putting Juan Soto on the front. I think there's a lot of guys they could have chose. I love Juan Soto, giving us a 50% chance to get him, apparently, because he's in two of the four packs.
And then I got some dude named Honus. I don't know.
Honus Wagner there? Something like that.
The corners are a little bent, but I think I might get something out of it.
Yeah, maybe a couple bucks.
Well, that's great. Guys, we did this again.
I love it.
I missed out last year because...
Oh, yeah, you were gone. Yeah,
where was I?
I don't remember.
Where did you go? It was weird. It was the weird COVID year. We did it in, like, June.
Because there was no...
I think you were on your spiritual journey driving around in your truck.
That was in October. But I think I was able to finally get some days off of work. And I think I went to a river.
Yeah, you were
so,
gone.
Yeah, spiritual journey.
Yeah, but it was the weird middle of the season, June.
And I was just like, I got to get out of here.
Show. Yeah.
The Ryan Mountcastle Topps rookie card on eBay is going for $24.
Whoa.
See? And this goes back to what I said earlier. There is no conceivable way that car should be worth $24, but the market's crazy right now, so apparently it is.
You sell it now and pray to God he flames out.
Right?
Well, I'm looking here. It's the exact same card I have. So, yeah, $24.
Juicy. Right.
Yeah, someone said they found the Corey Seager World Series card, $1,745 on eBay.
Nice.
I'm not selling this. Corey, I love Corey Seager. Plus, we get the great
Corey. Are there any Pete Alonso get up checklists on eBay?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Big dollars.
I actually think some of those checklist cards, they're not going to be big dollars, but people need that.
Because I'm ready to sell. I'm ready to move the Pete Alonso checklist. If anybody out there is looking to deal.
I love the polar bear. I think I love Pete Alonso because one of my favorite animals.
99 cents. 2021 Topps get up Pete Alonso, 99 cents.
Eight more and I can pay for the pack. There you go.
All right, that's our Topps cards for the season. When we come back, let's talk a little baseball. We got John in the house. Let's get into baseball as opening day is right around the corner. We'll get to all that next. But first, there's my man Joe with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Just one of your average Wednesdays here. Just a couple boys sitting around looking at baseball cards, talking about baseball.
I'm finding that some of the values of the cards are misleading because when you search for it on Google, it shows you like the eBay result. But on eBay, when you search for it, the prices are different.
So the one
that John had was $50, and then I went on there and realized that the one that John had for Brandon Lau that was $50 was a different part of the jersey.
great.
His part of the jersey was like a dollar.
What I've been noticing also on eBay is that there's like different editions of these cards, like the green ice and orange ice. So they have like different borders and that sheen to them. So I might have that Juan Soto card, but someone might have that in the green ice edition or orange ice where it's like has that shine to it.
You should look up the Colin Moran one that you have.
Oh, I'm sure. Big bucks for that one.
That's what I want to know. I want to be the guy that says, okay, so we're doing these cards, okay? The Juan Soto card is big, but you know what? What if we change this little piece to green and only make four of them?
Yeah.
That's what they do.
And then we'll make this one yellow and we'll make 30 of them.
Yep.
And that I want to be that guy.
That's what they do now is you'll get this card, but then you'll get there's a million of them. But then you'll get the one that's purple and there's 100 of them. But then you'll get the one that's green and there's 10, or you'll get the one that's like orange and there's only one.
And then
you get that one, then that one's worth $11 million now.
So are you supposed to know immediately that you get one of those? Because like all of my cards look exactly the same.
Yeah. Then they're just the base cards.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll know if you get something.
I imagine you take them to a card guy, and do they pull out the little like monocle like they do with coins?
There's actually
put on some gloves.
Yeah, there's actually companies now that you can send your cards into, and they'll grade them.
Oh, like I'm going to send this card in the mail?
You put it in like the
fancy hard
case.
And cases.
You send it in and you submit it. There's a couple of different companies that do it now, and they do that. They look at it under a microscope, and they look at all the corners and centering and the picture and the gloss, and they grade it, and you get a grade 0 to 10, and then the higher the – and then they put it in like a plastic case and there's a label on it. It's all protected in there for all posterity. And
I'm sure you can pay for insurance as you mail it.
And then the higher the grade, the more the card value is worth. And so you'll get like a regular card might be worth $10. Just here, I got this in the thing. But if you get one that's graded 10, it's worth $500. Hmm. And that's what's going crazy. That's what's driving the market right
Even
now.
If it's just a base card like this, if it gets a 10 grade, it would still go crazy?
It goes up significantly. Hmm. Depending on, if you have just a random player and a card's worth a dollar and you get it graded 10, it might be worth $10.
Gotcha. See, that's so wild to me because literally, like, John walks in, we're going to open cards, and I'm super pumped about it. It's like my favorite thing all year. And now my mind is like exploding. Now I'm like, should I go to my Target and see if they got cards? Like,
well, and literally that's what everyone in the world is doing.
It's nostalgia.
Right now. Yes.
Because it makes you remember a time when you did do that and you didn't care about the value then.
Right.
Right. You just put them in your little sleeves and your binders. And
yeah. I got that Frankie Lindor card a couple years ago and I was through the moon about it. I got a Terry Francona and I was like, this is awesome. Now I'm like, okay, well, how much is that worth?
Right.
Because if that Frankie Lindor card...
It takes some of the joy away, though.
I know. Because if that Frankie Lindor card is worth $200, like, yeah, take it.
Yeah. What is it going to do?
Yeah, it's just in a case that it sits on my piano, and I just look at it from time to time, and sometimes my cat knocks it on the floor. It's in a hard case. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I put the good guys in the good cases.
It definitely is a business now. Gone are the days when you could take your $5 of allowance and go down and buy a bunch of cards and the thing that like you can't even like when I was a kid, if you wanted to get a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card, there were three companies, there were three different ones you could get.
I have two different Troy Aikman rookie cards.
Right. And so nowadays, like if you want to go get a Mike Trout rookie card, there's 65 different rookie cards. There's this kind, there's this company, there's the green one, the parallel, the refractor, the super this one signed, this one. And like people will see like a Mike Trout card just sold, some rare, super rare rookie one in existence, graded 10, just sold for like $1.3 million. And so people are like, oh my gosh, like if that card's worth $1 million, I'm going to go to Target and buy all these cards and maybe I'll get the one that's worth $1 million.
Or you're going to go back to your attic and go find your old cards and see what you have. Now it's probably not going to be graded 10 at that point. Maybe you'll get lucky.
So what's funny is, and so when this has all been going crazy and my kid was like, I wonder if I have any card. My kid used to collect, he's 21 now, and he used to collect cards, not a ton, but he had a bunch. And there's a bunch of boxes in the garage full of his stuff from when we moved to Washougal.
Mm-hmm.
So Super Bowl, he says, I wonder if I have anything in the garage that's worth anything. So he spent a couple of hours out in the garage digging through boxes of stuff. And he comes up with, he finds a Tom Brady rookie card. right? Just some random Tom Brady card that he didn't even, it's been in a box for years. And he's like, wow, Tom Brady, like, market's good right now. Brady's in the Super Bowl, super popular. Puts it on eBay. Just see what we get for it. $450 he got for that. Ungraded, just a loose Tom Brady card. And he's like, oh my gosh.
That's nuts.
Right? And that's right now. The market is crazy. So people everywhere are looking in their garage and trying to find stuff and selling on eBay, and prices are way high.
I'm texting my mom in about 10 minutes. Well,
I'm going to Jersey tomorrow, and my parents moved, and they saved a box of things they wanted me to look through to see if I wanted to throw it away or keep it. I don't know if they kept the cards, but I had baseball cards, well, sports cards in general. I also had Pokemon cards in these like two binders. I wonder what I have, if they still have them.
And everything, like the rising tide lifts all ships, right? It's like
right. Sports, so if sports cards are going up, then your Magic, your Pokemon, all that's going up too.
Magic cards are going up. Pokemon's going big. It's a whole thing right now. So in all seriousness, it's not a bad idea, Mike, when you're home, to go look through your stuff and maybe you find something that's worth something.
This text says, I'm 67, have been collecting cards since 1960. I'm ready to sell them. Who do you suggest that I take them to? Thanks for any info, PDX, Dave. I don't know, but you might know, John.
In all honesty, and depending on what he has, right? Not every card is worth grading,
right?
And the companies that grade cards have taken advantage of this market too. They just raised all their prices,
yeah, so they don't want to waste their time,
right? So if it costs $5 to grade a card 3 weeks ago, it costs $30 to grade that card now. But depending on what he has, if you want to sell and maximize your value, it's worth grading your cards. It just is right now. So the best thing that he could do was find a reputable card shop, you know, something in the area. I know that there's that Hoodies in Beaverton.
Hoodies Collectibles.
They advertise.
Friends of the station.
Right. You know, go in there and have them. A lot of the cards will have the avenue to which they can submit them to these companies.
They're going to know somebody.
Yeah. They have an avenue to submit it to get graded, and it'll cost you some money, but you know, a reputable card shop could look through and say, that one's worth grading. That one's worth grading. That one's worth grading. Let's send these off, get them graded. And then you can throw them on eBay. Or I know like Hoodies does auctions. They run auctions and do eBay stuff. So if you are interested in selling cards and you have some from the 60s and 70s that might be worth something, that's probably the best pace to start.
RJ just texted this in. Can you still buy a Beckett for values?
You can.
God, I can't.
You can.
I read that and I was like, a Beckett, like Josh. Oh no, Beckett.
The Beckett price guide. Yeah.
They still make those?
They still make it. Now, obviously, it's kind of more for nostalgia because the prices change so much. With the advent of eBay, the whole thing changed.
Everything, yeah.
Right. When I was a kid, you got your Beckett once a month and you looked for the little, oh my gosh, my Mattingly rookie went up 35 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable. And now the price has changed so much that it's really not something that you would use as kind of a guide.
Yeah, if six Mattinglys show up in the next 4 days, that price might go down.
Right.
But if you're the only one of the month, that might be good
money. The best thing to do is you can go on eBay and you can search for a card and then you can filter it by sold auctions that have already sold, and you can see what stuff's actually selling for. That's the best way to kind of judge what a price is right now, because some guy may have it for $50. That doesn't mean it's selling for 50.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's we'll move on. I could talk about this for hours.
It
so entranced by it.
And it feels good.
I'm so entranced by it. Maybe I'll grab some cards and bring them in. My buddy just found some cards. He was like, look what I just found, and I should look them up. I'll tell him on the other side. So I could do this for hours, but let's move on. When we come back, today is the anniversary of something. And if it's the anniversary of something, that means it's story time with Uncle Patrick. Big John Skanik in the house, 1080 The Fan.
It's time to take a trip down memory lane. This is story time with Uncle Patrick. A look back on some of the most unusual events around America's pastime.
Till the bottom of the 10th, when Bill Mazeroski slammed the four-bagger to end the game and the series with victory for the Pirates. Sweet revenge. A Cinderella story of baseball, and the hometown fans went berserk with joy.
And forgotten stories from the major leagues.
And that's the story of Mike Matheny and the bird poop.
Gather round, folks. It's story time with Uncle Patrick on 1080 The Fan.
All right, story time with Uncle Patrick. John, I don't know if you're familiar with this segment. We don't do it all the time. I kind of pull it out whenever I feel like it.
You would be assuming that I don't just listen to the show every Wednesday from 7.
My apologies.
I mean, I do assume that, John.
I listen from time to time. Yes, I
That's very vague and makes me think you listen once a year.
Can we settle on I'm excited right now for story time?
Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
So today is... I'll preface this. People like to text in. You can text in all you want. People like to think that I stole this from story time with Uncle Joey.
No, you did this first. And that's
just not true. I am first, so Joey Harrington can suck it. Not really.
He's great.
He's great. Really nice guy. Like, actually, like, super nice guy.
Yes.
But I have a Corey Seager World Series card, and he doesn't. So, for that.
Considering he's Joey Harrington, he might actually have way better cards.
For that, he can suck it. So what I like to do is sometimes every once in a while I like to tell stories about, you know, the history and the great things that is our baseball game. Today is the anniversary of the infamous Seattle Mariners pitcher Randy Johnson throwing a fastball and exploding a bird.
I saw this all over social media today.
Greatest moments ever.
One of the greatest moments ever. I saw a great picture today of Jeff Kent holding the dead bird in his hand. So apparently they're playing the Giants. Randy's on the Mariners, right?
He did this. He was a Diamondback.
They're playing the Giants in spring training, and there's this picture of him holding the wings of this pigeon, and he's like smiling, and I'm like, that's how you get COVID. That's how COVID starts. Put the bird down, wash your hands, and get away. But make sure
there's no bats in the area.
Right. But it is one of the most iconic spring training incidents, if not number one of all time.
So Randy White, you can look this up. Old Dallas Cowboy, Randy White. Randy Johnson is a semi-accomplished professional photographer now. He does photography. And he's really, really amazing stuff. He does a lot of concerts and things. He goes and takes pictures. He's got a website. You can go look. I think he sells some prints and stuff, but Randy Johnson photography. But the logo he uses for his photography is the upside down dead bird. It's got a little thing with the dead bird on
Fantastic.
Yeah. See, and that cool? And that's something I've always loved about the unit with this, is he's embraced it.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure there's some people like, how can you do that to a bird? Like, the chances of you doing that are absolutely insane.
It's not possible. And if you haven't seen it, Google it. Because he literally is throwing the ball 100 miles an hour. And this poor bird just happens to fly across.
Yep.
And it just, like you, it's just gone.
It
looks very cartoony. It's a poof of feathers.
Yes.
And it literally looks like it disappears.
You don't see it drop to the ground.
No.
It's just gone.
And whoever the batter is makes this really weird, I actually never noticed this, but watching the clip today, he makes a really weird, like, step back, like, body reaction. I watched it like 5 times and laughed every time. He's so uncomfortable that a bird just exploded next to him.
Find the Jeff Kent picture and see if you can show it to John. It's one of those things. Now, I am very pro animal, and I am very pro non-abusing animals, and I want, you know, all of God's creatures to walk this fine place as long as they possibly can. But if you are one of those people, you should be very glad that this happened when it did and not now. If this happened now, we'd have 16 cameras on it, and you could, if we had 16 cameras on it, you could see parts of the bird exploding in slow motion.
Yeah, that is true. I kind of enjoy.
Color me intrigued. I do want to see it.
I don't want to see it. I enjoy the mystery of where did it go? It just vanishes in the air. It's just white feathers. Poof.
It disappears. Randy Johnson is actually like an alien, and Major League Baseball calls Jeff Kent, and they're like, you got that back up in the dugout, right? Just grab it and go outside and be like, look, I found it.
Well, you were talking about the reaction of the batter. I mean, imagine you're standing in against Randy Johnson, and the focus you have in order to even see this 100 miles an hour coming.
Spring training, no different.
And then all of a sudden, not only does the ball never get there, you would freak out for a second. You would be like, what just happened?
Did Randy explode the ball halfway to the plate?
Is that your first thought, that the ball exploded into a thing of feathers?
I don't think you would in any level think it just hit a bird.
Right.
I think your first instinct would be like the ball, like, did somebody shoot the ball? Did the ball, was it like a prank, like an exploding ball trick? I don't know, but I don't think you would think that was a bird unless for some reason you saw it coming like in your peripheral vision and you could pick up that it was a bird.
Now there is, and how many years ago was that? You said that was 1999.
He's in the Diamondbacks, so maybe 2000.
Okay.
20. I think it was the 20th anniversary.
So okay, so 20 years ago. Can you remember in any of your time watching baseball since then, any bird ever flying in front of a batter?
20 years ago. It's the 20th anniversary.
I've never seen it again. But now, and I'm older than you guys, are you familiar with the Dave Winfield incident?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he got charged with that. They ended up in the police station. They were
really?
They were going to arrest him. So for those of you who don't know, Dave Winfield, Hall of Famer, was playing in Toronto. And I don't think it was during the game. I think it was a warm-up. Like, he was throwing the ball back in, as the bat end of the inning. They were throwing the ball in the outfield. And he throws it back in, and it hits a seagull. And the bird drops and killed it.
Okay.
And they go through the thing and do whatever. And it was in Toronto, and I don't know, maybe they're pro-seagull more than
weird any. Canadian rules.
Right? So after the game, like, he's in the locker room, and they come and get him. Like,
the Mounties.
Like, the Mounties come and get him, and they were going to file charges for animal cruelty. And it was a whole thing. I think he may have even gone, like, been taken to the police station to, like, give a statement
claiming
or something.
He did it intentionally.
Right? Yeah. And obviously, cooler heads prevailed, and Dave Winfield's fine.
Well,
the bird, not so much, but, like, that was 1983. Like, they were going to charge the
guy.
So my question is have the birds learned to not fly in front of batters anymore just in case a fastball will hit them? Because, you know, there's a whole conspiracy that birds aren't real, right?
Well,
if you go to birdsaren'treal.com, it's a whole thing.
Right.
That they're government robots with cameras. So they learned, right? One of the government drones was flying really close to see Randy Johnson pitch, realized that the stuff was all destroyed, hence fake bird Jeff Kent follows, right?
Fake bird Jeff Kent.
And they put it into the coding, never fly in front of a pitcher throwing a pitch.
Which is why Jeff Kent's not in the Hall of Fame, because secretly he's a government robot as well.
I would like to.
Which is why, he was trying to fight Barry Bonds, because Barry Bonds was on steroids, and it's like, you can't do that, man. Only we can.
I would like to believe that it was just a couple of birds, right?
Just hanging out,
three birds
catching in a spring training game,
and one of them squawks to the other one, dude. I totally bet you could make it if you flew in front of that ball.
There's no way you can make it, man.
Right?
No way you'll get past.
Oh, yes, I can. He's throwing 100 miles an hour.
That guy throws 100. He's 6'11".
I'll time it.
I'll do it.
All right, Daryl,
go. All right, man, $10. And that guy never got his $10 because Daryl is dead.
What we need is...
Do you think the third bird paid him $10 for him? Well, you were right. Here's $10.
What we need is the Skycam view. To try to see in the background the two birds just slinking out after Daryl gets hit.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
They just fly away very quietly into the background.
We'll get out on this because we're way past, but what makes me really sad is when I started typing in to Google Randy Johnson, the first thing that came up was hit bird.
Yeah.
And
what is today? So
I really hope I'd like to test this theory come World Series time when we get like further removed. If that's what he's best known for, that's a travesty. Because the man is one of the greatest lefties of all time, one of the greatest strikeout pitchers ever. He's a bona fide Hall of Famer. And if this is all we remember him for, that makes me sad.
Well, but you know it's true. You know it's true.
Just makes me so sad.
It might be because the computer's listening, and they are. Or it might be because that's what Randy Johnson is most known for.
There, I guarantee you there's a segment of the population that knows him because of... the bird incident.
Pay no attention. I love the drum picture when he's in Seattle and he's sitting on the set of drums.
Right.
The mullet, World Series MVP, Cy Young. Okay, I guess that's not important. He killed
just
a bird.
How it is.
He killed a bird.
All right, when we come back, we got a loaded second hour. We will dive into the American League West and give you the Mariners preview for the 2021 season. This is the Hot Corner. Don't go anywhere. 1080 The Fan.